Luke, unless we make some sort of exceptions, which is probably unlikely, this is the final episode of season 7.
Oh, is it?
Of Crossword. Yeah, episode 12. That's except when we do perspective episodes, it's like, boom.
Oh, sorry, guys. We're going to take a break. That's good. It's important to take breaks. You know, you don't want to burn out.
I was going to say, oh, no, it's true. I've had a lot of fun this season. We've had a lot more to talk about. And
oh, yeah, but I wish we didn't.
Right. This season was the most therapeutic for me.
Oh, yeah.
Of the seasons we've had. Mm,
me too.
It was helpful to talk it through. Some of our episodes felt very much like almost live reporting.
Yeah.
As like things have just happened. We're talking about it. We did several weeks where we had two episodes in a week because there was so much that was going on.
Yeah. And we had a bit of a rant here and there. I mean, that's what we do. At least that's what I do. I wonder how well these episodes will hold up over time. Jonathan, can I tell you this idea that I had?
Tell me.
You know, sometimes you listen to these like really highly produced podcasts that they've got.
Okay. Like ours.
You know, all the music, but they've also got like little sound effects in there. And it's like someone's reading the script that they've written. And then they have like audio inserts from interviews and things like this, right? You know, these types of podcasts, like Serial, really high quality ones.
I can imagine them.
I think that we should do like it's a lot of work, but I think we should do like a crossword special edition.
Okay.
Where we just make a timeline of everything that's happened with Matt.
Oh, wow.
We'll pull in all of the like interview excerpts. We'll pull in interviews with other people. You know, what I'm thinking is recently a friend of mine and semi-pro cricketer.
Oh. And for those who don't know, a cricketer is not someone who searches for bugs and kind of gathers and collects them, but carry on.
You know, cricket is like the most popular sport on the planet, don't you? Anyway.
I'm going to take your word for it.
I don't know if it's that or... Anyway.
I thought it was baseball. Carry on.
What was I saying? You distracted me. He was a bit of a numpty and decided he would wear a WP Engine shirt and a WP Engine hat to WordCamp Sydney.
Wow.
Even though he has nothing to do with WP Engine. He hosts with them, I think. But, you know, just to sort of rub it in. So he's there. He's asking a question at one of the panels, a panel I was supposed to be on, but had to pull out of. And somewhere in the crowd, there is an automatician. I kid you not.
Wow.
There is someone in the crowd that turns their phone, films him asking this question about whether or not meetups should be supported by WordPress or whether they should be a separate thing, and sends it to Matt.
Oh, wow.
So then Matt gets all upset about it. He reaches out to a bunch of people saying, why is this WP Engine employee asking questions at a WordCamp? And he even spoke about it in a recent interview thing that he did. And turns out, actually, it wasn't a WP Engine employee. It was just Cam dressed up like kind of like one. So I'd love to interview people like that and, you know, put together this big long timeline, starting with the Bay Lights, I think. And the problem is, when do you end it? You've got to end it with like the big show trial. So if we start now, by the time we're writing it, there'll be sort of midway, you know, I think it could be, right. It could work. What do you think?
I think you could go, I think to give fairness to the timeline, you'd probably go back further than the Bay Lights.
Right.
I think one of the things that surprised me, it's important to look at cycles and patterns. And one of the things that's come to me through this experience and talking to others and paying attention is that there are folks who are saying, this isn't new. This has happened before. Yes, it's at a bigger scale. Yes, it's at a higher level. There are new factors, but this is a repeat pattern. Whether you think it's a good one or you think it's a dangerous one, like it's like I find value in looking at patterns. So looking back over an even longer arc, and we have, to your point, and I there's a lot of work involved. We have a lot of material to work with. There's plenty of sources should such an endeavor be interesting.
You know, we're never going to do it though, right? Because neither of us want to be canceled from the WordPress community. It would be very critical of Matt by definition, because he's been doing terrible things. And so we just can't build it. We just can't do anything like that because we'd be barred, banned, kicked out.
What are you talking about?
You know, we would. If we did that, we would not be allowed back into the WordPress community.
Okay. So first off, it's not as simple as just being critical of something, right? Because there's plenty of things like Matt has been an important source of energy. Like there's a whole lot there. It's complicated, right? Like right now we're seeing things that despite whatever his intentions are, right? Like, well, let me put it this way. When it comes to how this all started with his ecosystem thinking piece and talking about private equity, and we've gone over this, like there, if his actions had been a lot different, he might have had support. This could have gone very different ways. There was a disconnect from what he was saying to what he actually did, right? And the behaviors, like there, we talked about this on a previous episode. It's not that we're apologists for deeply in love with WP Engine by any stretch of the imagination. It's being forced to pick a side in something that none of us signed up for.
Yeah. I think, but that's not what the podcast, Imaginary Podcast, is about. It's about the fact that the leader of this project that is so, so vitally important to so many parts of the world and so many people's lives really has two faces, right? And there's a public persona where he's gentle, nice, on stage, Matt, and there's the behind the scenes where things get really nasty really quickly. And I've been on the receiving end of that. I know lots of other people have. And finally, it's starting to come out into public through all of this stuff that's gone down. Other people are starting to see it. Oh, hold on. Maybe there's a bit more to this gentle, kind persona we see on stage.
I don't know, though. I think you're oversimplifying it. That's how people are. There's how you are when you're in public, and then there's how you are when you're not. And we can criticize that or characterize it, but it's like that itself I don't think is as interesting. Like, what's the point? Just showing oh, hey, Matt, you're this way publicly and you're this way privately.
No, I think the point is just to show that so much of the web and so much of the world and so much of people's lives rests on the shoulders of a deeply troubled individual.
But does it really?
I think so. Yeah, I think Matt is deeply, deeply psychologically troubled. I'm not being hyperbolic.
Okay. So set that aside for a moment. One of the comments that you made previously was if we were to take on such an endeavor, we'd be kicked out of the community. Like, what does that even mean? Losing.org access?
Oh, it means what's happened to Ryan McHugh and others, losing access to the Slack, losing access to log into WordPress.org. I mean, maybe for you, that doesn't mean much, but for me, that means I'm out. Like, that's my livelihood. I can't do anything anymore.
Right. Are you suggesting then that any criticism of Matt is met with removal from the community?
Yes. And I mean, to be honest, like I'm deeply nervous even just about this episode. I think we're probably small enough that he doesn't know about us. And please, if you're an automatician listening to this, you will destroy my life if you share this episode with Matt. So please, please, I beg you, don't.
Okay. That's hyperbolic. That's hyperbolic.
I am nervous about it.
But I think this is the problem that people tend to make is not thinking about incentives, right? If you're like, what would Matt in this scenario have to gain from like kicking you out?
What did Matt have to gain from blocking like, I don't know if hundreds, but tens, dozens of people from WordPress.org for criticizing him? He's already done it. Like this is behavior that's already happened. It's not some hypothetical. Please no, please no, please no, please no. Please don't block me. Matt. I take it back. Matt, I take it back. Please.
No, come on. Luke.
You're an amazing person, buddy. Like, Oh, we've met in person. Don't you remember? We're best chums. I didn't mean anything that I said. Please, please, please don't block me.
Luke. Luke. So, okay. Let's go back to your idea. This idea of a timeline. I find like tracing Matt's behaviors not that interesting by itself. Like, I think there's more to it than this, right? There's also, or is that what you're arguing, that it would, you'd find interesting? Let's just look at what Matt has done over the past X number of years.
Yeah. I'm more talking about the current situation. I think that the current situation is newsworthy. It's interesting. People are reporting on it. I think there's probably a demand for a more in-depth overview, a deeper dive. And if I were to start it, I'd start with probably an episode of weird things he's done in the past, maybe 20 minutes of that, and then just to set the scene. That's why I said to start it there, and then to dive more into this current situation.
So I actually do see generally a lot of value in looking at history and looking like objectively as possible at the facts and adding more context, and interviews can go a long way to add context to it, right? So I could imagine, for instance, if there were this hypothetical timeline, you'd identify a number of key points in the timeline and ask for, like, go and talk to people who had direct firsthand experience and build a story around that, right? Like, get into more details. I think what I'm interested, so I do see inherent value in that, like studying the past to better understand, because there's people that are leaving our space that may not be coming back, and there are new people coming in who don't know the history, right? Let's say we did this. I could see it being interesting and value from a historic perspective and building more context. I think I'd enjoy it. I guess, to what end, though? I've enjoyed kind of going through this journey with you. So I guess it doesn't have to have a bigger, I guess part of it is me, like, I'm not trying to set the stage for a fork.
No.
Right? Like, I'm not.
Nobody wants
trying
that.
To, like, build a case for Matt's ouster either, right? Like,
you're not?
I don't see that as a practical, like, that's, I don't see that happening.
That's interesting, because to me, that is the only way WordPress survives.
Yeah. I don't agree. And maybe this is the key to it, because I don't want WordPress to just survive. I want it to continue to evolve and adapt and grow. And I see real risks and challenges to that right now, right? Luke, this wasn't quite the finish to the season that I had in mind so far. But I also didn't have an end in mind, right? I think that's one of the things that I've enjoyed most about what we've done with Crossword so far, is we often don't plan out what we're going to do with the episode. We want to kind of see where it goes. And the discomfort that I'm feeling now, I'm wondering, am I being too optimistic about the future of WordPress and your future in it as a contributor? I have a hard time seeing someone like you, for instance, get kicked out of the project. I also didn't know, like, Ryan McHugh that well personally, right? So I don't have that direct context that you, it sounds like you knew him better than I did. And
yeah, Brizzy Boy originally.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember meeting at one point when we were down there back in our XWP days. So yeah, I feel an overall peace. I've really enjoyed assessing and sort of looking at this together over the course of this season. We're going to see more when we pick it up. Things will have happened. The court cases, I think there's a date this next week. There will be things that are going down. You're going to be at State of the Word, which is going to be interesting, probably before we pick up our next episodes.
well, let's make our first episode back post State of the Word.
I like that. That'll be good. And then we can see if we're still interested in the timeline idea then.
It's too much work. I mean, maybe. If there's sufficient demand from the audience, we will consider it.